Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 626. Visible translated text is as follows. I had to do at the factory. I would be unable to go with him, he having invited me to go with him out to the ball game. I succeeded in getting his residence, and his cook answered the phone and told me that Mr. Ersenbach had not come back home. I told her to give him a message for me, that I would be unable to go with him. I turned around and continued eating my lunch, and after a few minutes, my wife and mother-in-law finished their dinner and left and told me goodbye. My father-in-law and myself continued eating our dinner, Manola McKnight serving us. After finishing dinner, my father-in-law said he would go out in the backyard to look after his chickens, and I lighted a cigarette and laid down. After a few minutes, I got up and walked up Georgia Avenue to get a car. I missed the 10 minutes to 2 car, and I looked up and saw in front of Mr. Wolfheimer's residence, Mrs. Mickle, an aunt of my wife who lives in Athens. And there were several ladies there, and I went up there to see them. And after a few minutes, Mrs. Wolfheimer came out of the house, and I waited there until I saw that I could catch the car. I got on the car and talked to Mr. Loeb on the way to town. The car got to a point about the intersection of Washington Street and Hunter Street and the fire engine house, and there was a couple of cars stalled up ahead of us. The cars were waiting there to see the memorial parade. They were all banked up. After I stood there a few minutes, as I did not want to wait, I told Mr. Loeb that I was going to get out and go on as I had work to do. So I went on down Hunter Street, going in the direction of Whitehall. And when I got down to the corner of Whitehall and Hunter, the parade had started to come around, and I could not get around at all, and I had to stay there 15 or 20 minutes and see the parade.